Police are yet to find a weapon as they continue to investigate the alleged murder of a 25-year-old Morayfield man whose body was found at a flooded and abandoned quarry in the Glasshouse Mountains on Tuesday. Jai Gray had been missing since the end of May. Detective Inspector David Harbison says a motive for his alleged murder isn't clear.
Police understand the motive may have stemmed from a dispute between parties, likely over a small debt.
19-year-old Dominic Aladen and 23-year-old Jordan Alexander McDonald appeared in Caboolture Magistrates Court and will face court again today. The pair charged with murder and misconduct with a corpse by interfering. A breakthrough in new innovative software could help detect and predict antibiotic resistance in one of the most deadly superbugs. A university, the Sunshine Coast-led research team, have helped to develop the new software after 6 years of work. It uses the whole genome sequencing of a pathogen's DNA to identify the precise genetic changes that cause antimicrobial resistance. The study is being called a game changer, which one day could help doctors decide what type of antibiotics to prescribe to patients with the aggressive superbug infection. Well, Gympie detectives have charged three people after they allegedly discovered drugs worth more than $1.4 million during a raid on a property near Kilkeven this week. Officers executed a search warrant at an address on Sunday where they allegedly seized methamphetamine along with marijuana, three rifles, ammunition and three stolen vehicles. A 56-year-old man is charged with more than 20 offences, while a 45-year-old Nambour man and a 61-year-old woman from Yandina are also facing multiple offences. And the final setup is underway at the Nambour Showgrounds before the gates open tomorrow, marking the Sunshine Coast Agricultural Show's 124th year. Workers in the former Maroochy Shire also get a day off on Friday to attend.